All right, let's talk about this story out of Naperville. We're talking about too many stories like this out of Naperville these days. I suppose it's a coincidence. In this case, it's a Naperville Central freshman, white kid, 14, and evidently has a buddy. This is the way it's playing out in the press. The friend is a black kid. I think it was during school. The white kid posts on Craigslist an ad with a photo of his friend that says slave for sale. And then people commented on it as well, and that wasn't all pretty. Now the state's attorney's office has charged the kid with a couple of counts of hate crimes. Hate crimes! Harry Smith is now, they had to get an attorney. And this is Harry Smith. You're on WGN. Harry, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Good afternoon.
I appreciate you joining us. That's the way the story's playing out in the papers this week. Is that kind of what happened here?
Well, you know, the state has an obligation to produce whatever their investigation produced. And as of the first court date yesterday, they didn't have anything. I mean, none of the reports were there. However, they had to make a proffer to the court, and that proffer was not necessarily along the lines of what you said, but then I was given the opportunity to make that proffer, and you're correct. At least the information I've been able to gather is that these two people, two students, were together when this post was created, at the same lunch table, in fact, and were both aware of what was happening. And, you know, as we are dealing with constant sensitivities towards these things, it morphed out of control, certainly, at least in the eyes of my client, shortly thereafter and later that day at the school.
Yeah, the boy's been suspended for at least a couple of days, correct?
Yeah, I think he's gone to an in-school suspension at this point in time.
You've talked to the boy then and the boy's parents as well?
I have.
And what's their reaction?
In juvenile court, everybody has to be present on that first date, so mom, dad, and son were there.
What are they saying to you about this?
Well, first and foremost, you know, they are not the least bit naive as to what their own son has created. And probably shouldn't get into it factually, but I can certainly say that they proactively, all three of them, mom, dad, son, have reached out in a lot of different ways since it came to light, long before any charges were filed. So, you know, I get the sense they are acting in good faith and taking responsibility for the words that were used that were, you know, at the very least hurtful and at the very worst, I guess, criminal, although I am surprised that this was charged as a hate crime.
Harry, you said they reached out. Do you mean they reached out to the other boy and his family?
You know, they'd expressed that to me, that their remorse had been expressed to parents and his friend, who was the subject of the posting. But then the state even produced to me a written apology, which I believe the victim's family had given to the state from my clients.
So what was the thrust of this then? It wasn't, we'll let the state decide if it's a hate crime or not, or a judge or a jury, but I mean, but I want to get to what the intent of the two boys was, or at least the white kid. I hate to keep saying white kid and black kid, but we're not using their names. They're juveniles. So the white kid's idea was that this is a lark. Isn't this silly and funny? Was that the thrust of it?
Well, without having conducted any independent interviews, I can tell you that it has at least been represented to me that there were mutual racial jokes, epithets, slurs being used at a lunchroom table amongst more than just himself and his friend, and that this was a very poor choice and culmination of that joking around at lunch.
I wonder if the other family would feels the same way, that this was just a joke that ended that way.
It's interesting because when it happened, it is my understanding that it wasn't anybody at that lunchroom table who ran and said this had happened. I'm pretty comfortable with what I have seen, that it came through a response to it being seen on social media. And I'm also pretty comfortable that it was done in the presence of the other person.
So I understand.
So it wasn't, yeah.
All right,
so,
but then what's the reaction? And then I did not see the comments underneath that Craigslist posting, but my understanding was there was some piling on, like I'll give a dollar and I don't know what else would have been put there.
Yeah, but I have heard that, but have not been given those proofs and haven't seen the entire posting. Just saw what was, I guess, quoted in the charges themselves.
If it's that, it's just juveniles acting inappropriately. I know that's an understatement, but what should happen in a case like this?
Well, I mean, juveniles acting inappropriately can be handled at the school level, can be handled through a station adjustment or basically law enforcement intervention without criminal involvement. But we're past that, obviously. We are now in a situation where it's in the court system, and specifically the juvenile court system, and there's a myriad of options that could result from all of this.
Yeah, but I'm wondering what you think. I mean, you know, when we gather...
I think that it's a shame, because these people are not unknown to each other, and at least by my client's statements and from what I saw in the what appeared to be an apology, they're friends. So it's a real shame, because their ability to talk and cope with and negotiate it, or whatever two human beings at that age would do about something like this, you know, that's probably not going to be able to happen now, because there's law enforcement and a court system involved. And I can at least say with 100% surety that this was not done, as strange as it may sound, by my client with the intent to hurt. I mean, he was rolling on with what he perceived to be what they were doing.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that he made, it's a shame the choice was so poor. It's a shame that it would be as degrading as it was, and those are things he's going to have to be responsible for.
Well, if his intent wasn't to harm, and the two boys were mocking each other, and this is the post that was the result of that, I just wonder if the other family would say, we don't feel injured by that. I wonder what that other boy's parents feel about that, too.
You know, I can only guess his parents, they'd be horrified by it. So I would never presume to hope or think what they might do next. I hope it helps them to know, and I'm sure they do know, there is remorse on behalf of this person and his parents.
Yeah.
I hope that helps somewhat, but certainly, you know, that is totally their choice.
And it sounds
how
like
to feel about it, because it's an awful thing.
Maybe you don't know the answer to this one either, but if the two boys have had a chance to face-to-face communicate with each other, I wonder if, you know,
I don't know. You know, I think they separated ways that day. There's nothing for me to lead me to believe that they separated ways that day or that lunch hour as enemies. I do know that the school has scheduled a time for my client to apologize personally to his friend. That may have happened today.
I'll wrap this up with you now, Harry. What's the next event then in this case?
Well, as his attorney, it would be my goal to answer to this and do it responsibly and do it in such a way that everybody feels like it's been addressed. But I also have to realize that I don't think this was done with the intent to commit a crime against this other person, and hope that the juvenile court system would acknowledge that as well in whatever position they mete out upon him.
You know, when I get to be king, you're not going to be allowed to have your phone in school. I mean, it's nothing good comes of this.
People. I'm telling you, you are absolutely right.
The kid's not in custody, and he's due back in court in December. Maybe we'll talk to you after the month turns. I appreciate your time today, Harry.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
His name is Harry Smith, not of CBS Morning News fame, or the CBS Evening News anchor, for that matter. Harry Smith, an attorney in Naperville representing that kid whose name we don't know.